Conspiracy theory has become a dirty phrase. It is very unfortunate so many people are coming over the border, not only because they put so much pressure on our ability to care for them, but also because they present a danger to themselves and to American society. We are talking about millions of people who have gotten into the country illegally. Huge numbers of gotaways, those are people who made it in and escaped capture, could contain all sorts of terrorists and criminals. Over 700 have died trying to get here in the past 17 months. People who live in places by the border are in a horrific situation. Illegals are tramping all over their property and destroying much of it. Crimes are being committed and drugs are flowing freely, and these are not just any drugs. Many of the drugs coming in are deadly and laced with fentanyl, a killer drug. We are letting people into our country with unchecked diseases, people we might have to support and probably terrorists who have vowed to destroy our country. The question is, what are we doing about this? And the answer is nothing. It is a hands-off policy in Washington which is allowing this. This has been called a conspiracy theory, and we keep hearing the border is secure. The One World Order people want the United States to be weakened so they can control every country in the world. The communists look at it differently. They see a chance to become the dominant power in the world and weaken us severely. What they don't seem to realize is, even if this was to happen, they would be next. The idea of One World Order has been around for more than 100 years. I don't know how many people remember or ever saw a television show named Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, a former governor of Minnesota, who talked weekly about different plots he felt were happening by people pushing one world government. One of the problems he had was he was a former wrestler, and some thought this made what he was talking about that much more unbelievable. I remember when he had a doctor on who stated one of the vaccines at the time contained something to limit conception, and the purpose of it was really to cut down on the births in the US. I believe another problem with the show was its title. Some of the things talked about seemed to be of real concern. The border problem is just one of so many. You may believe the term conspiracy theory automatically means an idea which is ridiculous, but that is not always the case. Some of the things which were conspiracies proved to be true. At one time, the idea cigarettes caused cancer was a conspiracy theory, and look at what we found out about them. Calling it a conspiracy theory was just a way to make people think it was stupid. Another thing which was labeled as a conspiracy theory was saying many elites and ultra-rich gather every year to decide the fate of countries. This was poo-pooed as just another conspiracy theory until the story was broken by reporters about a yearly meeting of them with an organization named Bilderberg. They meet in different countries, and the meetings are considered so important the host country supplies the police protection and the meetings are private. You will also find royalty from different countries there. When some were saying they found out the CIA was experimenting with mind control, they were laughed out of the meetings. Mind control was called one of the craziest theories of all the conspiracy theories. It is believed today the CIA did experiment with mind control drugs as far back as the 1950s. There was even a rumor they were trying to create an assassin who would not know they were an assassin. The idea was to trigger them with a secret word into action. After the assassination, they would either kill themselves or have no memory of what they did. When the Vietnam War started, it was over an attack that never happened. We were told our ships were attacked by North Vietnam in the Gulf of Tonkin. The North Vietnamese claimed they never did it. The president said they did. Anyone who believed the North Vietnamese was called a traitor and conspiracy theorist. Many years later, it was admitted it never happened. When it was said we retaliated later, that was also admitted to never have happened. When we were first told the government is monitoring every phone call, message and internet, many people scoffed at the idea and called it a conspiracy theory. Since that time, we found out all this was true, and there are many government assets devoted to just this. It is another case of a conspiracy theory being true. There are things going on which most of us never think about. When a trial starts on an injury case, Many times expert witnesses are called to testify about the injuries. Some are doctors on both sides, and both look at the plaintiff and yet both come to the stand and testify to opposite opinions. If one states they are only used because they always testify in support of the same side, they are called conspiracy theorists, and yet this is true many times. It seems the fees they get are more important than the truth in many cases. If one says the government may not always be looking out for our best interests, they might be called a conspiracy theorist. When Operation Northwoods became public, many were astounded. It was a memo from the Joint Chiefs of Staff created in the 1960s. It was chilling to read. It proposed to dress people like Cuban soldiers and have them cause terrorist attacks in the United States, so we could then attack Cuba. Thank goodness the plan was rejected. Not so good was the idea the Joint Chiefs could get away suggesting this and still serve and not be put into jail. Conspiracy theory has become a phrase which is used some of the time to hide what is really going on. I believe we should examine what people are saying before jumping to a conclusion just because someone called something a conspiracy theory. There is just too much use of the phrase, so for me I believe it has lost its original meaning. It is just a cover word for those who do things they shouldn't and are in danger of getting caught. There are also other instances where other words and phrases have lost their original meanings and are used to hurt people.